Thank you for calling SPO. My name is Conica. How may I assist you on today?
Hi, I'm calling from Best Buy. May I speak to one of your managers, please? I can go ahead and give you the client's phone number.
You say you want to speak to a manager?
Yes.
Okay, so just bear me for just about a couple minutes. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, okay. So, unfortunately, we don't have any managers that's available at this time.
Okay. Well, I can hold. This is my third time calling, and I'm trying to get clear answers as to the reasons I'm being given. The first agent, I guess I was talking to my store too long and they disconnected. And then the second agent, I kept asking them to clarify the reasons. And they actually disconnected me only because I'm not sure why. They didn't want to give me clear answers or didn't know how to. Anyways, nevertheless, I can hold. I just need to speak to a manager at this time.
Okay, but we don't have anyone that's available.
Okay, so are you guys working remote, or is it an office? No manager is there at this time?
No, ma'am, they're not. We're in an office right now.
So you haven't had a manager there?
They left. There was time for them to get off, so... Around this time, we don't have any managers available.
Oh, okay. No wonder they hung up on me. All right. Well, so I need a clarification. I keep being told that you guys cannot set something up, which is a service call. I've called multiple times, within the week, within the month to set up a service call. So I need further detail as to how your system works, why the system currently right now isn't allowing you to, because I understand, systems have limitations within syncing situations, but I don't know exactly why the system isn't letting you guys do it. So then I can convey that to the store that's calling in, because they've been on hold for over 30 minutes. Once again, I keep getting hang up on. I'm not getting clear answers as to why this can't be set up. Let me go ahead and give you the client's phone number.
Okay. So we don't schedule. We don't do rescheduling. The only thing that we do is notate on the account. Under orders, usually Best Buy do the reschedule.
So your team at this time doesn't? You can't say you don't ever reschedule orders.
Yes, I haven't.
That's not accurate.
I have never rescheduled an appointment or delivery.
Okay, that's fine. So how do you set up a service call then on your system?
Okay, so give me just a second. Okay, so can you just give me your order number? I'm gonna try to see if I can try to see what I can do for it. But as far as rescheduling, we're not able to reschedule. But I like trying to change like a
Okay.
status.
I'm not sure why my verbiage is confusing you guys. How do you set up a service call?
How do we set up a service call?
Yes.
Okay. When we set up a service call, we go under our little, what is it called? Service details. We add service and we enter in our little code and we press service call and we save it. And it comes
What
up.
status? Does it require in your system for that installation to be in for it to allow you to create a service call and a go back on that service?
Yes, but once you click it, it'll go to like a scheduling detail. You have to click the farthest date. The farthest date is on here. It's the 23rd. We just click that, and it usually we have to reload the page and go back to it and update it. But that's the only thing we can do, but not reschedule anything.
Okay, so when your installers put the order in completed status and it shows completed status on our end, what does it show on your end? Closed, completed, what's the verbiage that your system uses once that has been, so only systematically speaking, been put in a complete status?
It's gonna show it's completed.
Okay, and that status allows your system to create a service call?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the client's phone number. Can you confirm on that client's profile in your system two installations? Let me know when you're ready for that phone number.
Okay.
Oh, and can I have your name, please?
My name is Conica.
Again, I know you told me. What
Yes,
was
it's
it?
Conica.
How do you spell that?
KONICA.
Okay. All right. So client's phone number is 614
614
432
432
6263.
Okay.
And it's regarding a dishwasher install and a trim kit install. What are the statuses on those service calls? On those installations, I'm sorry.
Give me just a second. So, okay, it's showing as that status is canceled.
Cancel. Okay. So then that makes sense because from what I understand, anything on cancel status won't allow you to create anything for an installer to go back. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have notes on the names of the prior agents that I've spoke to today, or they didn't put notes either?
Okay, let me see. I only have one agent that has notes, and that was from the 15th of this month.
Of course. Okay. Yeah, of course they wouldn't put anything because they hung up. They didn't want to explain at that point why the system didn't allow it. So, who is when what time are your managers there? Because I want to make sure I call tomorrow.
Probably like 8 a.m. or 9 a.m.
Those are your and your phone lines are open?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What time zone is it? Eastern or Central?
Central.
Central. Okay. So 9 a.m. Central, that's when you open?
Yes, ma'am.
Okie doke. I will go ahead and call back on this because your team definitely needs to learn how to, like I said, not only say we can't do it, explain exactly what the lines are showing, so then we can both, you know, communicate on how to move forward. Them, you know, them keep telling me, oh, it can't be done. That doesn't explain to me what I need to tell my store to do to be able to take care of this client. Oh, your team has been no call, no shows. If you can actually note that, and then when I call tomorrow, I'll make sure that that note is on there. They've been a no call, no show. So if you can escalate this on the client's behalf, because I know you guys have like an escalation option, right? To locate and reach out to the local area teams, leadership teams. Okay, if you can please do that, so then you can advise them, and I will also inform my area manager.
Okay, we'll do.
I appreciate your patience, Konica. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling SPO. Enjoy the rest of your day.